Ratatouille was a fantastic film. Oh, I
thanks.
Absolutely loved it.
Thank you
for making it.
My pleasure.
My first question, though, for you is, with animation, you have limitless possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you to making Ratatouille?
Well, I was asked to join the project by John Lasseter and Ed Catmull and Steve Jobs. Jan Pinkovic created the idea and was working on it when I came up in 2000 to do The Incredibles, and was developing it the whole time that I was making The Incredibles. The idea always dazzled everybody at Pixar. It's a really crazy, kind of far-fetched idea that's really wonderful. They loved the way the film was looking, the way it was being developed. They just felt that the story was not coming together to the degree that it needed to, and the curtain was about ready to open, and it was time for it to go into production. So they asked me to come aboard and write a new script and take it through animation. And so that's what I did, and at first it was just a kind of daunting physically to get the film done, but we all very quickly got into this idea, which is has a lot of physical comedy in it, like almost like a silent movie.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
We loved that and had a blast making it.
What made them decide to go with a rat? Like, what was the...
I think that, it's convincing that a rat would be around food. I mean, that idea is not far-fetched, that a rat would be around a restaurant. What's far-fetched is that the rat would have a desire to be a really good cook.
Right.
And so it's that mixture of the believable and the unbelievable, I think, that attracted people. It's also, films, thrive on conflict. And the idea of a rat wanting to be a chef puts two worlds that are immediately in conflict, because a rat is death to a good kitchen. If you find a rat in a nice restaurant, they'll close the restaurant down. And a good restaurant is death to a rat, because while it might be attracted to a rat, they're going to try to kill it if they see it. So the insurmountability of the obstacle is kind of what makes interesting films.
Has this film made you a better cook?
Well, I don't know. It's made me a better audience for good cooking.
Right.
I was always a pretty good audience, but I think the sheer degree of skill and will that you see in a nice restaurant, because they have to, every food has a different cooking time, and it all has to come out at the same time, and it's presented on the plate. You would think that it's a rarefied thing, and you'd think that cooks would be snooty, but they're kind of the salt of the earth, and a lot of them are tough customers. But they have a love of food, so I think that it's made me appreciate the skill and the artistry that goes into really good cooking.
After The Incredibles and Ratatouille, what are your next plans? What are you?
I was actually starting to work on a live-action film when they asked me to step in on Ratatouille. So I'm going to go back to that project.
Is that 1906?
Yeah. I'm not really ready to discuss details about it, but it's a really interesting idea. But I'm also staying at Pixar, so it's a very comfortable environment for me to work in, but I'm interested in moving into the live-action realm for some projects.
What do you think the challenges are going to be?
I think it's the same challenge that you have with animation. I love the medium of film, and I love live-action, I love animation. I have good ideas for ideas that interest me for both. I think the challenge with both mediums is connecting the audience to the characters, taking them with them through a journey, and getting the feeling of any given moment. If you're doing something that's a period film, it's giving them the feeling of that period. If it's a crazy fantasy like Ratatouille, it's giving them the feeling of France and cooking and things from a rodent's perspective. I just love movies, and I love going on a journey, both as a filmmaker and as an audience.